Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Have you been following what has been going on in space? I know that some of us battle to even keep up to date with what's going on Earth, never mind, but let's chat to Tiaan Strydom. He's the Business Development Manager at the South African National Space Agency, SANSA Operations, and we want to talk about the NASA's helicopter that's arrived on Mars, and it spent its first night there, I believe, in rather frigid conditions. A very, very good morning, Tiaan. How are you?
Good morning. Good news.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. So, I mean, this is very, very big news, isn't it?
Yes, it's quite exciting. I think engineering-wise and science-wise, it's actually great news.
Yeah, because I was thinking or reading up about it, and it's quite a story because it obviously needs to generate power. The atmospheric pressure, I don't know if it is much lighter on Mars, so it's quite difficult to fly, but also gravity assists. It's very, these are conditions that must be very difficult to predict.
Yeah, it is. It's extremely difficult, you know, and as you mentioned, the conditions is totally different from Earth. So everybody think, you know, it's quite easy to fly a helicopter. Everybody, you know, kids are flying around drones. But to fly this is totally different, you know, as you mentioned. We're sitting with gravity that's one third of what it is on Earth. So, you know, effectively it should be easier, you know, because you can create more lift. But the problem is that the atmospheric pressure is only 1%. That means the blades of this small helicopter need to turn 100 times faster than wow. what it would do on Earth to create the same amount of lift.
Right.
So it's via, you know, just the conditions-wise, how difficult it is to predict.
And, of course, at minus 90 degrees as well, everything could simply freeze up unless there's some form of heating being generated.
Exactly. You know, so that was what was quite difficult, you know, being on Mars for the first night, you know, before this, it was strapped to the belly of the Perseverance rover. So it got basically power and heat from that. What happened, it was dropped on the surface of Mars from the belly of Perseverance. And that little umbilical cord providing power and heat to Ingenuity, that's the name of the helicopter, was basically cut. So it had to survive its first evening Martian evening. On the surface, where the temperatures dropped around about minus 90 degrees C. What was difficult is, you know, on electronic equipment, it's easy if you suddenly cool it down to these extreme temperatures that something like a PC board can crack, you know, a resistor can crack, stuff like that, and that can jeopardize the whole mission. So, this little, helicopter had to, create its own heat from its small little solar panel, and that's what was quite critical is that, you know, you use the batteries in the solar panel to generate the heat throughout the evening, but is it going to switch on the next day? You know, the moment it gets sun, it needs to charge up so it can actually do this first maiden flight.
What is a day and what is a night on Mars?
It's very close. It's a little bit shorter than a Earth day, you know, where we are sitting around about 24 hours. A sol day, as they refer to it, is in the order of about 21 hours.
Ah, okay. So it's quite similar rotation.
Yes. The big problem that we have is, you know, not the time that it's actually out of sunlight, but basically this extreme conditions. And at the moment the sun comes out, the temperatures can easily rise up to around about 40, 50, 60 degrees.
Wow.
And then as the sun sets, it suddenly drops to minus 90 degrees. So
it's basically Pretoria. It's colder at night and hotter in the day than Joburg.
Yeah. A little bit cooler during the night.
Right. Okay. But if people want to kind of imagine it, you know, they can think of Pretoria. But what's so interesting to me is that whatever I'm reading and even hearing you talk about it, you speak almost with human affection for this little helicopter, you know, the umbilical cord coming from the belly of it, you know, surviving through the night. It's quite interesting that there's all of these sort of emotive and human attributes, but it obviously indicates the amount of concern and excitement that scientists have in the space.
Yeah, I think you touch on it, and I think especially the people that worked on this little helicopter at JPL, you know, I think it's extreme that we as human beings can be so attached to something that doesn't have life to it. But I think it's the criticality of the mission, and I think it's basically proven, you know, the accomplishment of the human race. What's actually very, very strange is that, you know, this little helicopter, because it would be the first maiden flight on a planet, it's actually carrying a little bit of a strand of the Wright brothers' plane. It's basically folded up inside. That's, you know, very incredible. Small piece, because they had to look at weight, obviously.
Right.
But just to show the kind of human affection that goes hand in hand, you know, the people's this little helicopter flying on the surface of Mars. Basically the same as the Wright brothers more than 100 years ago.
But that does indicate the significance, and it does indicate how important a mission this is, because it's obviously given, it's attributed that kind of historical significance. So I think that's quite interesting. What do we hope to learn from the helicopter?
I think, that the main thing for Ingenuity, the small helicopter, is that this is a totally, it's not a science experiment, it's more engineering experiment, to see if lift is possible on the surface of Mars, you know, and what we can accomplish handling those extreme temperatures. You know, if we look at Perseverance is the next generation following from the Mars lander, Mars rover and so forth. Mm. But I think Ingenuity is basically the starting point for flight on a different planet. So it's more engineering demonstrator than a scientific demonstrator. And I think what's quite important, if this is possible, if we can fly a small helicopter on another planet, we can explore the surface of these planets so much quicker. You know, Perseverance, the rover basically takes a long time to move from point A to point B, where we can do the same thing with Ingenuity within, well, let's say a minute or two. So I think it just makes the whole exploration of Mars and the Moon and so much, just so much easier for us.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible, and very, very exciting indeed. Unfortunately, that's where we do need to leave it. Tian Stradom, Business Development Manager at the South African National Space Agency, and that is SANSA Operations. Tian, thank you for taking the time to chat to us. So interesting, and your enthusiasm around this is absolutely infectious.